At 1 year of the Russia-Ukraine war, on the day before the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. President Biden made a five-hour visit to Kiev under the threat of missiles. This sudden but high-profile visit has shed some light on the upcoming direction of this war. After the deep winter, Russia has obviously geared up heavier armament. Amid a deadlock of the war, some European countries' aid to Ukraine have become hesitant. Wang Yi, China's director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission, indicated at the Munich Security Conference that Chairman Xi Jinping was about to speak on the way forward in seeking a peaceful option on the war through political dialogue. But with 80-year-old Biden traveling miles over, including a 10-hour train ride from Poland to the city of Kiev under fire, certainly has boosted the Ukrainians a lot with us's strong support on their determination to fight on. This is a clear signal of the uncertain situation and has offered much help to President Zelensky being bothered by his corruption saga. This war by now is no longer a fight between these two countries. It is a time since World War II for the world to work out a system to resolve military conflicts between a big and small nation. Russia's opponent is not Ukraine but the European developed countries under threat joining up for self-defense and the US as the superpower trying hard to keep her control in the world order. In this war, Australia for sure has taken sides with the Western allies, but Australia should also be on high alert with a strategic position under the influence of China. We should have a clearer picture of the development over the coming weeks. By then, the upper hand would unfold in the battleground and the political tug of war between the great nations would show outcome. Yes, the world is full of uncertainties, and people are worrying. This could be an opportune for us to reflect on how our religion could offer us peace whilst in turmoil.